And this is why Egoiz is Gematria Toiv, because Egoiz represents Toiv. Egoiz represents the one who is essentially good. But on the other hand, Egoiz equals Chait, whether it's Gematria Chait or not, that doesn't matter. It equals Chait, because someone who is satisfied with the fact that they're essentially good and they don't connect to Chaim, such a person is vulnerable to Chait. And this is why the Magen Avraham says not to eat Egoiz on Rosh Hashanah, because Rosh Hashanah is a Yom Hadin due to the fact that that is the day that the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world. And each person is judged on that day how they are contributing to the world. And the fact that a person is essentially good does not contribute to the world. In order to contribute to the world, it needs to be Lonu Ulvaneinu Ad Oilam Lasois, is called Divrei HaTorah Azois. It has to be something that is revealed for us and for our generations, for our future generations to come, to guarantee the continuity of Klal Yisrael and of the world. So on Rosh Hashanah we ask Zachreinu L'Chaim. It's all about Chaim. We want to connect to Chaim. Toiv isn't sufficient. So we can't have an Egoiz, because Egoiz represents Toiv. And Toiv is just not sufficient. Rosh Hashanah, we need Chaim.